It's hard to choose a favorite character on the NBC sitcom 30 Rock, but Kenneth Parcell, the NBC page, is a fan favorite. While Kenneth hails from a very fictional Stone Mountain, Georgia, Jack McBrayer, the actor behind Kenneth, was actually born and raised in Macon. So this weekend is a kind of homecoming for Jack. He's headlining the second annual Atlanta Improv Festival with his group Quartet. I spoke with Jack and asked him to tell us a little bit more about his improv troupe.
It really started back in Chicago, I guess in the mid-90s. The cool thing about Quartet is it's people, we all came up through the improv ranks together in Chicago, and it's always a combination of four people. But I was thinking about it, the four players that will be there this weekend, I've never played with these four people in this capacity before. So that'll be exciting. And the good news is we all have played with each other for so long. We just have a shorthand, and it's going to be a fun time. There's a little bit slower improv, a little more, I don't know, character and relationship based than some of the other theaters might do around the country. But it's what we learned in Chicago, and it's what we like to do.
And then IO Theater there as well.
Yes, ma'am. The Improv Olympic, there was a lot of crossover between players. A lot of people from Second City would go over and also play at IO and vice versa. It was a really great community then, and I'm sure it is still now. But, you know, after so many years away, it's always good to reconnect with the people that you did come up with and the people that you were learning this art form with. And it's always good to just jump back in the pool with those guys.
I like that you describe it as an art form, certainly an advanced one. Improv has been and continues to occupy much of your career. What do you derive from your involvement with improv?
Well, I do enjoy it in the sense of it's improvisational comedy. I've always been drawn to comedy, but with improv in particular, I don't know, it really kind of affected me in a way I did not anticipate. I think in general, as a person, I'm a little wound up pretty tight. I like structure and I like control and I like things in order. And what happens with improv is you have to let that go. You have no choice but just to surrender to the unknown and the unexpected and the chaos that can happen, and learn to love it and learn to enjoy it. So in that sense, it's been very important to me just as a human being. But I do maintain that improv is a very accessible art form, and I used to teach it at Second City and IO, and I maintain that anybody who can hold up their end of a conversation can do improvisation, and that is no joke.
Oh, Jack, I don't think that's
so. I promise you, Lois, we'll get you on stage. We'll have a great scene.
Well, effortless for you, but, you know, that's like Yo-Yo Ma with cello. For the rest of us, the idea of improv is terrifying. It's like walking a tightrope. And yet, those of you who came up through it seem to return to the word generous when describing it, that the ensemble provides you the support you need. And a few years back, there was a Second City troupe that was visiting here around Christmas time, and interviewing the director, he talked about that generosity and support as essential to good improv. And he said, if you look at Tina Fey or any of your colleagues who are the who's who of comedy now, it's always ensemble, giving the other person support. That's noble.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, it is 100% essential. And when you talk about generous, that is really the point of what we're doing. We're not showcasing our own talents. We're showing what we can do together as a group, as an ensemble, this creation that we've all pitched in and collaborated for. unlike stand-up comedy, which is just one person doing their own thing. And God bless. I mean, I have all respect for stand-ups. That is the most intimidating thing to me. But improv, you have however many of your buddies on stage with you. And so guess what? If I'm failing miserably, I have so many people on stage who are going to help me out, who are going to lift me up, who are going to make what looks like a mistake, make it look like the best move in the world. Mm-hmm. It is very generous, and I think that's a good choice of words for that. Mm-hmm. So, and believe me, we all have failed so many times with our improv. That's another great thing. It just doesn't hurt anymore. We're not scared to fail. We're not scared to fall flat on our faces because it doesn't hurt. And you have, again, those people who are just going to help pick you up.
Yeah, safety. May we talk about Kenneth?
Of course. I think we should.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, you played the role of Kenneth Parcell, the NBC page on 30 Rock, and you made him so endearing as well as hilarious. How much of Kenneth draws from your own disposition?
Well, I like to think in general I have a cheery disposition, and I do know for a fact I like to do a job well, and I like to get along with others. I'm a people pleaser, if you will. And so I think Tina Fey and the writing staff were very adept in amplifying that a bit. I would like to think I'm perhaps not as naive as Kenneth. I mean, because he put himself in danger sometimes with how dumb he was. But I do know that, and Tina's known me for so long. I give so much credit to Tina and the writers. They would serve us up, much like improv, they would serve us up so well that it was just a dream going into work every day. It was so fun seeing the script from week to week to be like, oh, what do I get to do this week? Uh-huh. So I have nothing but respect and gratitude to old Tina Fey and all those 30 Rock writers.
Brilliant. Well, on 30 Rock, Kenneth hails from Stone Mountain, but it is not suburban Atlanta on 30 Rock. It's somewhere in rural Georgia. How did Tina get that wrong?
I know. And I mean, she had to have known. It was all played for TV comedy, I'm sure. In fact, one of our writers in the room is a very talented young man named Donald Glover, and he hails from Stone Mountain. So he definitely had some input. Honestly, between you and me, I think they just like the name Stone Mountain because it does sound a little backwoods, but we all know it's just a suburb of Atlanta. That's like, you know, Conyers is a suburb of Atlanta.
Exactly.
I know. They made it seem like I was on a pig farm and there were only like four people in the town. I don't know.
Oh, and the incest jokes. My God.
No. So many.
How did you make those, you know, fit for family viewing? That was quite an achievement.
Well, I think by the time we were comfortable pulling those kinds of jokes, the tone had been set for 30 Rock. Towards the end of 30 Rock, we were having so much fun, but it was almost very much like a live-action cartoon, doing things and saying things that were just so utterly ridiculous. But at that point, we knew that loyal viewers of the show knew how to take it in stride and stuff. But yeah, it was pretty crazy, some of the stuff they had us doing and saying.
Oh,
but
yeah.
All the characters, not just Kenneth.
I'll never forget that episode where you were the centerpiece on a banquet table. What was that like?
I was. I played the role of a sushi table, which I guess is a real thing. You can hire people to just lay on a table, and then you very carefully place sushi on there, and then people just walk through the buffet.
I didn't know that drew from real life.
Well, I had never experienced any of that before.
Good.
But I was very clear with the wardrobe people and the props people. I was like, all right, let's be careful everywhere we're putting sushi.
Really?
Let's take care of each other here.
Must be raw to a certain temperature. Well, Jack,
exactly.
A couple of years, you frequently appeared in sketches with Conan O'Brien as outrageous Southern characters. Do you ever worry about perpetuating Southern stereotypes?
I can't imagine anyone would believe that we are being serious about how these characters are being portrayed. I do completely acknowledge how outrageous this stuff is. I mean, on Conan O'Brien, which God bless the man, really gave me my break into television, and I owe him a great deal of debt. But like, they would even put me in overalls and give me those fake hillbilly teeth. So I hope that people understood how over the top we were making this, and that people who had perhaps never been to Georgia wouldn't be like, wow, that is what people from Georgia are like.
Exactly.
They saw the absurdity and the cartoonish nature of it.
But one of the most refreshing aspects of Kenneth's character was that he was not racist in any way. I don't think there was ever even a reference to Tracy Jordan's race.
Oh, no, no, no. Kenneth and Tracy were thick as thieves. They were best friends on the show. And I honestly don't know if that was a conscious decision of the writers or if it just happened through the dynamic of the characters. But I was very happy that that was the case.
Well, this has been a joy, and I thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Jack McBrayer and his improv troupe quartet perform at the Village Theater this coming Saturday night. They're headlining the second annual Atlanta Improv Festival. We'll have all the details at wabe.org/citylights.